the St. Helens 10K with 102.4 Wish FM. Wish
FM. 102.4 Wish FM. I'll play that for Alison Hatton, who sent us a tweet at Wish FM Official, just basically saying good luck to all the runners of the St. Helens 10K run today, doing an amazing thing for charity. Thank you for your tweet, even. So Chris Milo is down at Lantry Park. What are you up to, fella?
Thanks for your treat. That's lovely. we are stood just by the finish line here inside Lantry Park, inside the stadium at the corner of the South Stand and the popular end. We can see the big red V.net flag up the way to our left. Now, these events are not just about the runners, not just about the families. There's a whole team that helps put this event together and team of support staff as well. So here we have who?
Obed.
Matty.
Dapo.
Becky.
Oh, hello there. Right, so Obed, just tell us where you're from, what you're doing.
We're from Preston and we're sports therapy students from University of Central Lancashire.
And this morning you are here for what reason?
We're providing massage for the sort of athletes post and pre-event.
Okay, so as the runners are coming through, what have you got set up?
We've just got a few massage beds set up and we're just basically doing pre and post event like Obed said. Just like making sure they're all right, making sure they can keep going, making sure they're fit for it.
Excellent. What would you normally be doing on a Sunday morning at this time?
Revision.
Revision. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
Is that hangover revision?
I'm not quite sure. Anyway, these guys are going to get set because the first runners will be coming back in a few minutes. We've got Helen here as well. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
Hello. Wait, why are you here?
I'm the area fundraising manager for Action for Blind People, and we've got 19 runners here today supporting us.
Wow. And how many of those are visually impaired then?
Got Mark, who is the head of the St. Helens fundraising group. He's actually partially sighted himself and has received our services, so he said he wanted to give something back and do the 10K today.
Wow, so have they got guides? How does it work on a 10K? Have they got guides with them?
Yes, he has got a guide runner with him, so I don't know if he'll be getting him to pull him along through the end, I don't know, but they seem to go just after the elite, so I think they'll be back pretty quick.
I can't believe that 35 minutes ago, 2,000 runners set off from Lantry Park to run round St. Helens, running 10K, 10,000 metres. And some of them are back already, Chris.
32 and a half minutes.
Good God.
So it took me that to do 5K a couple of years ago. 32 and a half. John was the first guy over the winning line. We've also had already the first of the para-athletes back as well in a bike. Cycling a bike. It was just incredible, really, to see these people and the effort they've put in as the rain falls here. We are sat in the main stand here at Lantry Park, watching as the runners come down in front of us across the finish line. And all the family and friends here getting soaked, but giving them a massive support, as you can hear in the background, as we see the teams start to come back together. One of the teams represented here, we've got some of the supporters here sat next to me. We've got Eddie. Morning, Eddie.
Morning, sir.
Morning. So you have a team here this morning who are running for what?
It's a charity called Isabella Rose Foundation. It's for bereaved parents and premature babies. We raise money for the help and the foundations.
And so, I mean, this is a local charity as well. Who set this up?
It's my brother-in-law who set it up, David Pope. He's got his daughter, unfortunately, had the bereavement of a young child, and he set the foundation up and. You know, he's doing really well. There's 50 people running this morning with all the T-shirts on. We also, it's for charities like Tommy's and Bliss. And we raise the money for those kind of people.
So it's amazing to see the number of different charities that are represented. Just give you a website I mention here. This is good. You read it off the back of this T-shirt, because seriously, I need sunglasses on because it's so bright. Go on.
It's the foundation's, it's www.isabellarosefoundation.com.uk.
Isabella Rose Foundation.co.uk. Eddie, brilliant. Thank you very much for that. You won't miss them. If you're out on the route right now watching the runners come around the town, and I say the first few coming through, you aren't going to miss the team from the Isabella Rose Foundation, because the T-shirts are so bright pink. My daughter would be very proud of these. I'm sat in the north stand. I'm quite a way back now, so we're in the dry area. And next to me is someone I'm surprised isn't actually running this morning. The way he ran on Friday night at Wakefield, I'm amazed he's not running it. Louis McCarthy, Scarsbrook of St Helens is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks, mate. How are you? And after that, how far did you run in that sprint on Friday night?
I'm gonna say 5,000 metres.
It was touching that, I think, wasn't it? Okay, so you are, I mean, this is great to see you. Do you know people that are running in this morning?
A couple of people are running, so I'm just coming along, cheering them on. The wife wanted to come down and see it, so we came down here. So it's all good fun.
It's great. And James Roby's just in front of us. It's great to see you guys out here supporting this, because on a Sunday morning, I guess, is this your day off? Have you got a day off today?
Yeah, we've got a day off today, yeah, but it's Sunday morning, nothing else to do. You might as well come out and then go and have a coffee afterwards. It's all right.
Not to want to get too rugby-fied, but Friday night, have you all recovered? Friday night, it was a bit of a battering, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a tough game. It was, uh, a very hard-fought game. Obviously, losing people so early along in the game and only having one sub for the rest of the game was tough. But, yeah, all the boys are recuperating. All the bruises are healing, so I feel much better.
Excellent. So you didn't fancy doing a 10K then on a Sunday morning to loosen up, no?
I'm surprised Robes ain't doing it. No. I've no chance of me doing it.
I was just thinking, you big props, do you this kind of running in the sun?
Well, at the moment I'm playing centre, so God knows.
No, you don't need to be doing this, do you? Hey, look, it's great to see you down here. Is this little Rudy here as well?
Yeah, little Rudy.
Oh,
yeah,
splendid. Yeah. Okay, well, you got your family and friends ready. We'll keep an eye on them for you. Thanks, mate.
Cheers,
mate. We've got just over here. Hang on a second. Just grab one of... So, there's a bit of... Susan! Got Susan down here. Hello, Susan. Who are you supporting?
I'm supporting Rebecca.
Who's she running, raising money for?
Steve Prescott Foundation.
Who else? Do you know anybody else who's running this morning? You're just here to watch.
I've just seen Tash Rolby. Oh, and Al, a brother, yeah.
I've just been having a look at the medals that you get for completing the 10K. Really nice medals.
I've got Stephen here. Have you got a medal in there, Stephen? Mark, who's back in the studio, tells me there's a medal in that bag, Stephen. Let's see, is it in there somewhere? Have you got your medal? We can't find. Anyway, Steve, you are a regular 10K-er. So what was your time this morning?
47:36.
Happy with that?
Very happy.
And you've been raising money for?
Steve Prescott's.
And how does this compare? I mean, you do this kind of run. Is it a great event to be a part of?
Oh, yeah, it's getting better and better every year. Yeah.
Okay, have you found...
Not missed one, yeah, every year.
Brilliant. Have you found that medal, though? He's looking through his bag here. We can't find his medal. He's going to be gutted now, Mark. You know, you've mentioned there's a medal.
You know what? Maybe, really nice, as well.
Maybe it's... Hang on, he's got a T-shirt. There's a water bottle in here. There's a... No? Oh, crikey. I hope we've not dropped him in it.
So I assume that a lot of people are now just streaming through the finish line.
Oh, it's very busy, mate. Yeah, one every second or so coming across the finish line now. Away to my right, we're stood just behind the sticks at the popular end of Langtree Park as the rain continues to fall here. It's a grey morning. It's reasonably mild, but it is grey and drizzly now. Tony's here. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Who have you been raising money for this morning, Tony?
Willowbrook
Hospital. What's your connection to the hospice?
I do fundraising for them, and I'm part of a network group they go to.
Brilliant. Okay, good. Great work in the town. And you were saying this morning there was a little bit of extra help for you as you're going around the route.
Yeah, having the bands on really helps. It gives you something to listen to as you was going around so you didn't get bored.
Were you saying which is the hardest bit?
Definitely around the park. Coming up City Road twice, definitely the hardest bit.
And you got a band there to keep you entertained as you go around this morning?
Yeah.
Right, what was your time?
58 minutes.
You happy with that?
Nah.
Oh no! That means you're going to have to come back next year and do it again.
Oh yeah, I'll be back next year, definitely.
We're stood back in the north stand here, the south stand, surrounded by all the family and friends of people who've been running. What's your name?
Barbara Leather.
Barbara, and where are you from?
St. Helens.
Who are you here supporting this morning?
My daughter and my son-in-law.
Okay, so your son-in-law is over here. What's his name?
Eddie.
And your daughter, we're waiting for her to come. She's just finished, hasn't she? Is that right?
Yes.
Are you waiting for her to come? Who else is here? Who's part of this support team?
Holly and Grace.
Ollie, hello. Which one's Ollie? Hello, Ollie.
Hey.
And Grace.
Hello, Grace.
And you, your son-in-law. Okay, so how did you feel the race went this morning?
Yeah, good. Yeah, got.
What was it? What was your time? Can you remember?
42:50.
Brilliant. Okay, you happy with that?
Yeah.
And you're raising money for the Steve Prescott Foundation. That's why you've come out to support.
Yeah, just supporting Steve Prescott.
Brilliant. Okay, well done, you team. Let's come down here. We have some more family and friends here. What's your name?
Hazel.
Where are you from, Hazel?
Billinge.
Brilliant. I love the way they're the hardest questions, are they? Where are you from, Billinge? Okay, so you are here this morning supporting who?
All the bandstanders from Victoria Park Run.
Brilliant. Okay, what's that all about? So what's that all about?
Every Saturday we meet up at the bandstand and we run at 9 o'clock every Saturday morning. Free run, 5K.
Brilliant. Okay, you can't miss them in these orange T-shirts, can you?
Brilliant, yeah.
Amazing. So who's this support team down here? Because they've been shying away from the microphone.
Matt Smith, Robert Farley and George Winter.
Brilliant.
They're with me. And then all the other bandstanders. There's Karen and Kevin.
But I've just seen Boots finish, who's the St. Helens Club mascot. He's just crossed the line, which is amazing, in the full dog outfit.
Wow.
Sorry, it's a real dog. Sorry, it's a real dog. Kids, if you're listening. Also, some more of the finishers here. What's your name?
Terry Taylor.
Terry, and who have you been raising money? You literally forgot what your name was then. It's amazing how the easiest questions produce the hardest answers. Who are you raising money for, Terry?
For Jensen's Twinkle Stars. It's for stillbirth babies.
So I've seen a lot of publicity about this recently. Okay, so this is Jensen's Twinkle Stars. Google them and find out more information. How did you find it this morning?
Quite hard, yeah, especially uphill.
North Road, it says it's amazing. On the tickets that the lads have and the girls as they finish, it says I'm a North Road survivor, and that's one of the toughest bits, yeah?
Yeah.
Who else have we got over here? Sorry, we're just grabbing people around here. What's your name?
Matt.
Matt, who are you running for this morning?
The At-Risk and the Young.
Excellent, okay, and you've raised lots of money this morning. How did you find it?
Oh, hard work.
It was tough, wasn't it? Okay, and just over your shoulder here, we've got the amazing Lindsay Prescott. Morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Chris.
So, you have run the race. You're happy. You don't look very happy with your time.
I don't really know what my finishing time is yet. I've not had any confirmation, but it was a really, really tough course. They put an extra hill in from last year and found it really difficult today.
And the rain didn't help, did it?
Sometimes it's a bit of an advantage because last year it was a really hot day and that was quite hard as well, but I just found it really, really difficult today. I think if you had a few little demons in my mind and I was cursing Stephen all the way around.
What's it mean to see all these people out running for the charity this morning?
Do you know what? It's amazing. I feel really, really proud, and Stephen's inspired all these people, probably people that wouldn't have done it if Stephen hadn't have gone through what he did. And just in the weeks leading up to the 10K as well, seeing the people in St. Helens running around the streets has been quite heartwarming, really.
OK, nice to talk to you. You're going to sit down and have a rest? You're going out for a big Sunday lunch or something like that now?
We're going for big celebrations now.
We're on to an hour and 36 minutes now, but we're still waiting for two guys from Team Isaac to cross the line. And I've managed to round up some of the guys from Team Isaac here. And crucially, we've got Isaac's mum, Claire. Hello, Claire.
Hiya, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. We spoke to Gareth a couple of weeks ago and we were talking about Isaac being such a fighter. How's he doing at the moment?
Oh, he's absolutely brilliant, yeah. He's jumping in his jumperoo at home, cheering all the runners on.
Brilliant, brilliant. And who are these special people that are here been running for you this morning?
This is Rachel.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello. Oh, this is Gareth's brother's girlfriend, Rachel.
Hang on a second, run that past me again. This is Sunday morning, this is very early. Run that. This is Gareth's brother's...
girlfriend, Rachel.
Brilliant, OK. And who else we got?
We've got my mum, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Hello. And you've got Rachel's mum, Kim.
Hello, Rachel's mum, Kim.
Hello.
It was nice and easy. OK, they've got the Team Isaac T-shirts on here as well. So the two lads who were out there, we had... I can't remember his name now off the top.
James.
It's James who's got the two weights. We're still waiting for him to come back. Yeah. When he told you what he was doing, what was your reaction?
I couldn't believe it. I was like, you do realise how long you're running, don't you?
So if you missed it earlier, these, James is running around with two dead weights, basically like old railway sleepers that he's got. He's been carrying all the way around. So have you got a message for all the people that have been running for Team Isaac this morning, Claire?
Yes, just thank you so, so much. We're actually all running for Old Hare Leukaemia Research Fund, a guy called Russell. So just can't thank you all enough for all the support and all the money that you're raising for this great, great, great cause.
Tell you what, if you want to get a kiss off the ladies, Mark, you've got to run a 10K carrying two wooden blocks because James has just completed the race and they're all coming up and giving him hugs and kisses. Just while he's taking the applause, Fuzzer, who's running around with him. This is for Team Isaac. These presumably are family and friends, not just randoms.
Yes, no, they are family and friends. Yeah, come over. He's getting a kiss off everybody. He's done really, really well.
Amazing. So let's see if we can grab a crack. James, sorry to interrupt there, mate. Just very, very quickly, you just run 10K carrying these two wooden blocks all the way around. How do you feel?
Not too bad, I suppose.
Well, you're very honest. Okay, not too bad. Which was the hardest bit?
Probably the beginning. Just getting used to them and setting a pace. It's most probably the hardest bit to get used to running with logs, really. But once you get past that pain, I think it just you accept it then and just carry on. But
I was wondering whether you did something health and fitness-wise for your job, because you're a well-built bloke. You're carrying these two wooden blocks. The irony of you carrying two wooden blocks around the 10K route is...
Yeah, well, I'm a joiner.
Brilliant. You couldn't make it up. did you get the wood off a building site or something?
I got it free as well.
What is rather that? Fantastic. So a quick message for all the people that backed you this morning. You've raised about £1,000, did you say?
Yeah, I raised about £1,000. I just made up, really, all the support and that. Just kept me going there near the end when it got to a tough part. But so you suppose you think about the charity you're doing it for, and, you know, you're fit and healthy, so, you know, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. So I made up.
I'm stood actually where I started the morning, behind the sticks at the popular end at Langtree Park, and it's still raining. But I have two guys who are heavily involved in this event every year. First up, let's bring in the general manager at the Steve Prescott Foundation, Martin Blundell. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
Now, you have head of operations on the back of your luminous jacket this morning. So how have the operations gone, Martin?
Oh, it's been a fantastic success. Even though the weather's been absolutely atrocious, but the spirit and camaraderie between all the runners, the marshals, the volunteers has been absolutely incredible.
I mean, people don't realise these events take months and months to put together. Mike Denning's the chair at the Steve Prescott Foundation. I'm judging by your outfit, you've run the race as well this morning, is that right?
Well, thanks for saying that, but no, actually, I haven't run the race.
No!
And, it's the first time I haven't, but, you know, today kind of opened my eyes to all the good work that all the volunteers do out there. Fantastic job today marshalling this course, and, you know, everybody's complimented us on what a great event it's been. This is what Steve wanted. There's a special committee within the SPF who look after the St. Helens 10K. They've done a fantastic job. It gets better and better every year, and, you know, that's a testament to the 2,000 people that came here to run today. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, amazing. Martin, obviously you've got events on throughout the year. People heading home now and their cars maybe been gripped by the challenge, the bug to get involved and raise money. What's kind of your next big event that people can get involved in?
The next event we've got is our Family Fun Day, which is at Taylor Park on the 2nd of May, and that we normally get about 4,000 people through the park. We have 12 teams of 10 who all compete in mad, crazy challenges. And to be honest, it was Steve's favourite event of the year, and also mine.
Excellent. And just one more, it's just tricked in my head. People who've kind of been new to the area over the last couple of years, the Steve Prescott Foundation, people will know the name and know about Steve and the stuff he did, but the actual money that's raised from events like this, just tell us very quickly, Mike, where it goes, what happens to it?
Well, the charitable status of the SPF, it sends its monies are donated to partly to the Christies in Manchester, partly to special situations in Oxford where Stephen had his transplants, and also to the Rugby Football League. It's called the Benevolent Fund, which is called Try Assist, which are all benefit from the SPF charity.
Brilliant. You two, I was going to say you two can have a sit down now, but you can't, can you? How long are you here for now?
No, I reckon we'll get home about 3 o'clock today, so it's not bad from 4 o'clock this morning. So, yeah, it's great stuff, though, and, you know, it gives everyone a buzz. But what really gave me a buzz is there's over 40-odd charities who's benefited from today's run, not just the Steve Prescott Foundation, but so them charities have benefited from Steve's vision of putting on this event, and, you know, Steve's legacy will continue.
Brilliant. Thank you, gentlemen. Let you get on. Thank you, Mark. We're done here at Langtree Park. If you're heading home from this race this morning, dry out and sit back on the amazing achievement that you've achieved today.
I love the St Helens 10K with 102.4 Wish FM. I love Wish FM.